Well, yeah, I got you there. That sounds really interesting. I mean, honestly, I didn't think about it all the time, but I remember like a year ago, I would think about, man, there's probably so many radio stations and so many radio waves going everywhere that it's probably just bouncing off of everything, like houses and backyards, fences and stuff, like just like what you were saying, like all that stuff, radio waves go. Like, I'm sure our radio waves that I'm transmitting out of my radio right now are bouncing off of different things, and I don't even know it, you know. It could be that way. And honestly, it's pretty crazy how it works, but yeah, I enjoy the hobby, and it's really, really fun. Over back to you, John.
Yeah, radio waves and propagation is kind of a fascination of mine, and trying to understand what that looks like. What does a radio wave look like? What does what does that mean when, there's radio waves bouncing off of everything? And it's very fascinating to learn about, and to learn how you can apply those concepts to achieve interesting tasks. You can calculate, just like with trigonometry, the direction of a signal, if you can receive it in a few different places, based on time of arrival of that signal hitting one antenna over here versus another antenna over here versus hitting another antenna over there. If you look at the time differences between all three of those, you can triangulate a path to where the item is that's doing the transmitting. And then you have like multi-wave propagation, where signals will bounce, and so you in your calculations you have to account for that. But it's just neat to see how radio waves work, and you've got a lot to learn. It's a really cool hobby. Whatever avenue you like in life, there's a place for that in ham radio, and you can take it as far down the rabbit hole as you want, and you'll never get to the end. There's so much to do in this hobby. It's a great hobby. So I hope you enjoy it. KEAWUO.